2B. Exercise 10. Page 15.
The Sleeping Knights. Once upon a time, there was a blacksmith who lived in a small mountain village. One day, he was working in his shop when a strange man walked in and made him an offer. The stranger said that the blacksmith could earn a valuable reward by helping him with one special task. The blacksmith agreed, and so the stranger gave him a gold bar and asked him to make a horseshoe from it. The blacksmith did it, and once it was ready, the stranger took the blacksmith to the Kosciuszko Valley. When they arrived in the valley, they entered a small secret cave. Inside the cave, there were many knights sleeping on the floor. They all wore suits of armor and were holding axes, swords, and spears. Their horses were sleeping next to the wall of the cave. The whole place glowed with a gold color. The stranger pointed to one enormous horse and asked the blacksmith to replace its broken shoe with the golden one. And so he did.
"These knights began their long sleep hundreds of years ago," said the stranger, "and will wake up on the day of a great battle, one which will make the earth shake like a leaf in the wind. On that day, they will rise and fight for Poland."
The blacksmith began asking him question after question, but the stranger would say no more. The stranger guided the blacksmith back to his village and said that he must promise never to tell anyone about the cave or the knights. The blacksmith agreed. The stranger handed him a bag of gold as payment and quickly disappeared. However, the blacksmith was foolish, and soon he started telling everyone about the stranger and the cave. After he told the secret, his bag of gold turned into sand. The blacksmith searched again and again for the cave, but he never saw it again.